Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United States and its European allies are urging Russia to, in their words, take extraordinary steps to support a cessation of hostilities in Syria. Foreign ministers from the U.S., France, Italy, Germany, Britain, and high representatives of the European Union pushed Moscow to support humanitarian assistance, stop bombings on the Syrians, and renew truce efforts. The allies maintain their commitment to dismantle the Islamic State and ask Russia to focus on al-Qaeda-affiliated groups in Syria. Videos released by police in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, show a confrontation between police and 43-year-old African-American Keith Scott that left Scott dead. This has become a controversial incident that has aroused lots of attention. Kirk Putney, the police chief, spoke to reporters about the pace of the investigation.
We're 4 days after the incident. We're talking about two independent investigations, and they take time. I'm gonna insist we do it right, not fast.
Ray Dodge is Keith Scott's brother-in-law, and here he talks about those police videos.
Unfortunately, we are left with far more questions than we have answers. It does not make sense to us how it was possible that this incident resulted in the loss of life. It just does not make sense, and it is not clear in the videos that were released.
The major question about the shooting, whether Scott was holding a gun when police ordered him to step out of his car, was not answered even with the release of these videos. This is VOA News. Slamming India, Pakistan, that is, as an exporter of terrorism, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has accused Pakistan of trying to destabilize Asia and vowed to isolate it in the international community. These were Modi's first public comments since a terror attack on an Indian Army base heightened tensions between the two countries. Modi named Afghanistan and Bangladesh as other countries in the region suffering because of terrorism emanating from Pakistan. Analysts are saying that India wants to avoid a military escalation, partly due to the tense situation in Indian Kashmir, where India has faced widespread civilian unrest for months. Meantime, Pakistan also has said it will retaliate against any strikes on its territory. Speaking of the dedication of a new U.S. museum devoted to the history of African Americans, President Obama said their history is central to America's history, dating back to the country's founding.
It is in this embrace of truth, as best as we can know it, in the celebration of the entire American experience, where real patriotism lies.
The National Museum of African American History and Culture officially opened to the public on Saturday here in Washington. Turning now to U.S. politics, where Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump are about to face off in the first of three debates. The first debate will be a key moment for Trump, who has closed the gap in likely voter surveys in recent weeks against Democrat Hillary Clinton.
We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Clinton looks to the debate to reassure her supporters and to push her message for wanting to build a more inclusive economy.
We're all of value. In the United States of America, the greatest country in the world, we believe everyone is created equal.
Both Clinton and Trump performed well in their respective party primary debates earlier this year, but both contenders suffer from high disapproval ratings from voters. There will be a total of three presidential debates and one face-off between the two vice presidential candidates, Democrat Tim Kaine and Republican Mike Pence. By the way, VOA will have live coverage of the presidential debate on Tuesday at 1 hour Universal Time on voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.